you know, as long as BP is paying out the money, you see, and the BP is slowing that process, and that's the thing that really gets people upset locally, because a man went out and bought all this new equipment, and BP said, look, you know, I mean, we don't know nothing about you or anything. But the point is that he is not going to be able to get any resources as a result of not having the documentation that he would need, you know, if he had been in the business for a few years. So that's a problem. And then the other thing is that, you see, when they're responsible for giving out the money and the government is not responsible, and that's the reason why I think that we need to set up a pool of money and resources there that the government can get involved in terms of helping to make certain that people are serviced very quickly and are serviced properly. Without that coordination, we're going to continue to have people very, very upset. And there's some problems too. MMS, which is a government agency, I'm not sure that they did what they were supposed to do. Many people feel, as I do, that they went to sleep at the switch, and they, you know, were not on top of things. Now, however, the Secretary of Interior now is saying that he's reorganizing the agency. The person that was in charge of MMS is no longer there. And I really feel that he is taking control, and he is really moving on things. But again, if the resources are not there to do the job that needs to be done, that becomes problematic.
The minerals management situation is something that has been floating out there for a while now, and oftentimes in hindsight, we all go, hey, look, we told you so. And yet, one almost, in Time Magazine almost argued this week that this was almost a systemic thing. You had an organization that was responsible for bringing in money, huge amounts of money from these folks, and also regulating them. Is this something that needs to be separated out? Should this be two different organizations?
I feel that it should be. No question about it, because it's obvious that there was, you know, some hanky-panky or lovey-dovey. Something was going on, because of the fact that when you look at the revolving door process, that people that worked for MMS ended up going to the industry. And in some instances, people who left the industry and came to MMS, that is something that you have to really guard against.
And I always hear this close, people talk about this close relationship. It always seems to me that this is a pretty unique skill set, and there are only really three places you're going to work. You either work for the oil industry, you work for government, or there's some people in academia. Outside of that, there aren't really jobs that employ that skill set. So there's going to be that kind of float between, and it seems like it almost becomes almost groupthink. This is just what people assume to be the case. It seems to me, we've seen this with the FDA. We've seen this in the financial situation. This isn't an uncommon situation.
No, I think that there's some ways you can guard against it. You know, even in the Congress here, if I leave the Congress, I have to stay out a certain amount of time before I can come back and lobby the United States House of Representatives. So you need to have some guidelines and some structure to make certain that you don't have, you walk out today and then this evening you with the industry. I mean, I think that that's the problem. And also transparency. You see, if you have transparency, it will make a difference as well. That is something that is not there now. And we want to make certain that there's transparency so people can see in terms of where folks are going, what they're doing, and how they're doing. That, to me, is very, very important. Now, I must admit, they've made some changes at MMS. The person that was the director is no longer there. They've done that. But I'm not sure that we have done enough. And I'm hoping to be able to have a hearing and to assist MMS and assist in the Interior to be able to reorganize, give them information that I think that could be helpful for them to know. And to say that maybe you need to come up with some guidelines like Congress has, that if you leave Congress, you have to wait for a certain period of time before you can come back and begin to talk to members of Congress about legislation. And if you're going to lobby, you can't do it until a certain amount of time. If you're going to go to the industry, you have to be out a certain period of time before you do it. And which I think people will hesitate and think again before jumping from one place to the other.
We've seen in situations before, and particularly in situations like this, I mean, it's hard to walk on Capitol Hill where some committee doesn't want to have some hearing on this BP situation. I know around Katrina, the Congress then decided to have a special committee led by your predecessor, Tom Davis, who looked specifically at this situation. That way you could streamline some of these things and actually come up with some lessons learned. Is that something that should happen in this instance?
Well, you know, I want to hear what the president has to say tonight, you know, before I comment on that. Because if he is going to talk about having a person to coordinate and to be in a position to pay out these claims based on the fact that there's going to be this pot of money that's going to be set aside to be able to do all the kind of things that need to be done, then that's one thing. But if not, then maybe we might need to do that, because we need to get this area cleaned up as fast and as soon as we possibly can. I mean, folks are hurting. And we flew over it, and the oil, and to watch in terms of birds who just, they had so much oil on them they couldn't fly. And
yeah. Let me ask you one last question, and you've been so generous with your time. How do you, as a lawmaker, as one of the leaders in the House, how do you direct this that you do end up helping the situation be better, that it doesn't just end up being a gotcha kind of thing, that it actually results in, if we're going to have other crises again next time, it seems like a real challenge to make sure that you're helping rather than just, you know, winning great headlines.
I'm hoping that the restructuring is going to really be meaningful. And I think that it will, because if you separate the regulatory and then from the fines and all of that, you structure it in a way where these are independent kind of departments working to make certain that there's safety, making certain that the people in the area are no longer hurt. I think that would be a giant step in the right direction. Now, what we want to do is get information from MMS to be able to assist them by sharing with them what we've found in our communicating with people in the region, communicating with others, and to say, here's some information that you could probably use, or hope you will take a look at it as you move forward with your reorganization or your restructuring. We plan to look at MMS, the regulatory agencies, rather than anything else. We're going to look at the agencies that had responsibility to see if they went to sleep at the switch.
A lot of us are living this very vicariously. We see the birds on TV or in print publications or online. You've actually been there. Do you come away from that experience? Did it change how you think, how you view that situation, having actually been there, having seen it?
Yes, the urgency. Now I really feel that a public works kind of operation should be put together in the region so they can clean up the area. And people that who have been involved in fishing should be trained now to go and to assist in terms of the cleanup, so they will have jobs, they will be able to work. And at the same time, you know, they will be able to clean the area up so people can get back to going and tourism can start. And people will be happy, and then folks will be able to go back and to fish and to do all the kind of things that they need to do. That, to me, after seeing what's going on in the area, I was not convinced that the coordination that needs to take place and the resources that need to be there, I'm not sure that all of these things were in place.
Is it better than you expected or worse?
Well, no, it's not better. It's not better than I expected. I'm hoping tonight that the president in his statement will say, look, BP, you made this mess. BP, you're going to clean this mess up and put that money there. And then, of course, we'll be able to pay people for the claims that they have and at the same time put people to work. Those folks that have been involved in fishing, those folks that have just earned their lives from the industry, will now be working for the cleanup crew.